I thought we really put together two good solid practices. Beat the weather out there today. That was a good thing. But, they focused. They had yesterday was, I could tell just in the meeting and talking to some of the guys last night, we challenged them quite a bit yesterday. Today, came back, had another good practice, intense practice, getting all of our situations. We got one situation left and really putting it all together, trying to get no repeats tomorrow as we finalize the process. As far as injuries, I think everybody that was on the list yesterday, as far as limited, we had the same. Stephen Burton came back and, was back for the whole practice. But Mercedes did not practice today. We'll continue to evaluate him, see where he's at. I know that he was riding the bike and going through some of the rehab things for his calf with Mike, and I'll get a better report on him today. As far as Blaine, he was limited today. He took more reps than he did yesterday. He still got Chad some reps. He continues to progress positively for us, so that's encouraging. We'll continue to evaluate him, and I know he's spending extra time in the training room. I know we're going to meet with the trainers and the doctors later on this afternoon and get a better report. But, just took some more reps. So Chad still got more reps today, as well as Ricky. So I'll leave it open for questions.
What do you want to see out of Blaine tomorrow and Saturday?
Well, I thought, with the way he was throwing, we had some rush on him today. And, he took some third down reps to get a feel for that, see his confidence level. So I thought he stood in there pretty good. So we just got to see, each day we evaluate how his thumb feels and the confidence he has in it, the strength that he has in it, and can he make the throws we're asking him to make. So I thought he did better today. I did think he did better today.
Is there any part of you that...
Starting a guy who's off for 2 weeks and then is limited for 2 days for the two major practice days?
I think, it's the situations he's in. How is he throwing the ball and his command. Remember now, Beto, when we did this, he wasn't off for 2 weeks. He did everything except throw the ball.
For a quarterback, that's kind of a big item, though, right?
No, but, that's okay. He's, that's what he's got, a couple more days of practice for.
Is there any part of you that leans at all toward just making Chad the starter for the first week, just to take away any potential physical limitations that Blaine might have,
if it was a situation where we felt like Blaine couldn't make the throws we want him to make, then the decision would be made, I think, right now, Gene. But right now, we're seeing him make some of the throws. We're seeing him do a lot of the things we're asking him to do. Now, we'll go through it one more time tomorrow and finalize it.
What does Mercedes have to show you to be active for
Sunday? Well, I think with the trainers, the doctor report today will be big. We don't want to put him in there and have him this continue to be another 3 weeks. So, that will be the evaluation.
I'm sorry, guys.
Go ahead.
I'm off the line. I didn't mean to interrupt you there. If he's not available, though, your confidence in Reisner and the waiver claims in that spot, it's got to be big for those.
Right. We've had some, little extra meetings with those guys. They're both pretty sharp now. They picked up some things. Just watch them out there today in practice. And I think all those guys, Steven, the two tight ends, they came into it. It was almost like they got acclimated, and they have a better understanding. They feel like the whole tempo of practice, everything that we do, it was just smoother for them today, and they played with more confidence. Well, that's a great challenge for him. The corners are going to get some shots at him. They'll test our underneath zone coverages. They'll test our man coverages. They're real efficient with them. So a lot of quick game and get it out fast. And, I think our players are in tune to that. Now it's just based on reaction.
How big of a difference?
Well, I think, one thing that we've seen during training camp and during preseason is the middle pressure that we're getting. We are getting some good push up front, and that's a credit to both of them, even on first and second down. Senderic right away early in the first preseason game, and, that's something that I think will benefit us. It will definitely help the outside rushers. So, I think that, those guys are key. And to have Mincy in there on the inside too, so, an athletic guy on the inside of third down has been good.
Does the worst-case scenario of Blaine possibly aggravating that thumb in any way enter your thought process?
Yeah, it did. But my conversations with the trainer and the doctor up to this point are said that if it was healthy or where it's at right now, he couldn't do any more damage to it. So it's more of a pain tolerance deal. So, I mean, if he throws his hand and he hits a helmet and he breaks it, that could have happened if he didn't have the injury, is my understanding with it. Okay. So it's more of a pain tolerance. Can he grip the ball and have enough velocity on it?
What's your evaluation of how Tinker is working with Anger and Scobie?
Good.
As far as
I was just over there with them today. I don't spend as much time as maybe I should, but I did go over there today, and I think they're getting a comfort level with each other. It's been good. I give Dave credit where it's tough to make those cuts early, but we made it early, and we gained a week where they could really work together, and that's been very helpful.
Well, you played Alex Smith 3 times the last 2 years.
Yeah.
All 3 games, he threw for less than 200 yards, only 1 touchdown pass. But yet he won all 3 games.
Yeah.
So how does that compute?
Well, you know what? I think there was a game in there where he did really well against us, you know, put some points up. He's just very efficient, very efficient. They had a good run game. And they're similar, you know, Vito. They're real similar. They had a really good running game, really good running game. And they got good play passes off of it, big receiver on the perimeter. And, you know, a tight end that he trusts. So that's why they're very effective. They're very efficient with their offense. So there's going to be times when they get some completion, they have some runs, but when we get our opportunities, that's when we got to take advantage of it.
So what do you have to do that you didn't do against them the last 3 games?
What's that?
What do you have to do that you didn't do against them the last 3 games to figure out how to beat this guy?
Well, you got to score points, too, on offense, you know, and continue to play good defense. You know, generally, if you hold a quarterback, you know, in the 100 yards passing, you know, now look at the running game, how many yards rushing. But it still comes down to points. You know, what we're looking at is defensively, how are we doing in the point category?